fact is that the heads of security had refused to brief Tsvangirai, and now they must do it, but I think that we know what their attitude will be, and I think that they will only be giving a cursory briefing. I don't think that they're going to speak in depth or with any kind of great confidentiality to Mr. Tsvangirai.
Why is it that it is taking long to resolve these so-called outstanding issues?
Because Robert Mugabe still calls the shots, and he is dragging his feet, and he is having everybody who is loyal to him drag their feet. For instance, the Attorney General and the governor of the Reserve Bank, Robert Mugabe has said these are not negotiable. Well, who is he to say that? Well, he is the person who is still controlling things. That's why.
Why is it that President Mugabe is adamant that the two should not go, even though they are obviously causing tension in this coalition government?
Because they are very useful to him. The Attorney General is pressing charges against people, and as long as the Attorney General is there, why then the judicial system and the police system, he's the linchpin that brings the police system and the judicial system together, and he is acting in the interests of Robert Mugabe and ZANU-PF. Likewise, the head of the Reserve Bank is the one that, despite having the MDC in charge of finances, the governor of the Reserve Bank is running a lot of issues such as access to foreign currency and bank interest rates and things. So through the governor of the Reserve Bank, Robert Mugabe gets access to foreign currency, and also he can continue to manipulate the economy.